Welcome to the Toddcast, aka New Dimension Comics presents the Toddcast. We'll get some people in here watching shortly. With me tonight is the return, the triumphant return of Boom.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Oh, we're here, man. We're here, I suppose.
Right. And I feel it's my first day of vacation, and I already went to two stores today. How about that? So Cranberry had a I don't know how to turn this computer on because I don't know the password problem. And then I just had to drop stuff off at Waterfront. So I was only in the Waterfront for like 2 minutes. And I just had to help one of the Tims figure out how to print a label from the other computer because they never shared the label print. So, but anyway, guys, we're here tonight to talk about comics and shit. So real quick before that, normal NDC housekeeping. So the last Saturday of June, we will have our customer appreciation sale. So since it's our 35th year, all of our dollar books are going to be 35 cents. That's pretty awesome. That's all day. And then there's going to be a bunch of other stuff in the store, 25% off. Exclusions will happen per store, so I can't really tell you what will be excluded. I know for sure booster boxes will be. So sorry, anyone who wants to buy a booster box or a draft box, sorry, not going to happen. Because they're already on sale. That's why. And then during that same weekend, we have the Secret Warehouse sale going on. So Todd found another 400 long boxes to, put out for sale. So they are actually a dollar, though. They're not anywhere discounted. But that is only a Saturday and Sunday event, unless you have a golden ticket. If you need a golden ticket, see your local store. They should be able to hook you up. Then you'll get Friday access. We have the return of the 4th of July cookout and geek flea market up in Cranberry. If you've never been to that, basically I sit out there and cook some hot dogs for everybody. And, we have a couple things on sale and we have a couple little vendors. And this year we're bringing in a taco truck. So make sure you guys check that out too. Cause, who does not like a taco truck? If you've been to our Three Rivers spring event, or if you were at the Million Comics sale and you happened to see that taco truck that was parked outside, those guys are coming back because they're awesome to be taco dealers at our 4th of July cookout. It's going to be great. And then don't forget, every Saturday you can go up to the VFW from 12 to 5 and buy a whole bunch of books for a quarter a piece. You can give Jason high fives because God knows he loves it in the extremely heated building that is. So, all right, that's pretty much it. We're going to hop into comics. Bo, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Go ahead. It's been a while. I'll listen to you first.
All right. I'm going to talk about the thickest book I have bought in a long time, which is the DC Pride, LGBTQIA+ character celebration. All the creators in this book fall somewhere in the LGBTQ IA+ spectrum, and there's some really good stories in here. The Batwoman story was awesome. It was kind of, the art was really interesting because it was very like young adult kind of for it. The Constantine and Midnighter one was kind of cool, and it was very Steve Orlando because he did that one, and he was the one who did Midnighter and Apollo back not too long ago. It was pretty good. There was a Question story for the first time in a long time. This Harley and Poison Ivy one, though, was probably my favorite one in here. It was just really well done. The art is super, super solid. I don't know why, but I really just like their outfits, like how they were drawn. Was really cool. There's a really nice Green Lantern, Alan Scott, and Obsidian story, which I will say was definitely one of the better stories. And it was interesting because it was the one, this one basically says, that he still had Obsidian. We don't know if Jade still exists, do we? Like, I don't think we've seen Jade.
No, we haven't seen her for a long time. I don't think she's officially gone now. I don't think.
Okay.
Long time, this... Jesus. Right. Yeah, it's a long time.
For so her. This basically said that the train that wrecked where he found the Green Lantern, he had fallen in love with the conductor. And, you know, years later, he then came out. Recently, he came out as gay, and his son Obsidian is also gay. So now, like, he basically had, he used this ring to show him this whole love story and the guy that he had fallen in love with, because Obsidian and him had also been very estranged for a while. So it worked out very well, in my opinion. I thought it was great. There's a future Flash story that was pretty good with a Mirror Master in it. That was the most classic story, I think, like classic, like Flash type story, in there. There was a cool, Drummer Boy and Pied Piper storyline. Cause Drummer Boy is basically Pied Piper, but with sonic digital drums. And then there's the first appearance in a comic book of Dreamer, from the Star or from the Supergirl TV show. And it reads a lot like if you've watched the show, it read a lot like that. And then the last story is Aqualad, and I don't know who this other character was. Cause I'm an idiot. I don't know. But, I don't know. But, they kind of end up, they're actually marching in a pride parade, and then they end up having to fight Eclipso. And then, the JLQ show up. So it's the Justice League Queer, and it's all of the queer members of the Justice League, which actually was kind of cool to see all in one big shot. But they defeat Eclipso, it goes off. And then in the back, it just kind of does this cool DC TV Pride profile. So you actually get to see all the characters that are on the current TV shows, including Negative Man from Doom Patrol, was in there, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. Like, cause usually you don't see them talk about outside of the CW verse, any of the other, shows. So like, that was kind of the thing. So I thought it was good. Definitely check it out. It is thick, which does suck. It is a $10 book, but it is very, very cool. So I enjoyed the hell out of it. All right. What book do you want to do now, Bo?
Well, since I haven't been on for a while, I just picked out some of my recent, my favorites, I guess, stuff that brings back old memories or makes me feel like the golden days of comics, which are, I feel, have long passed, as I always say. But first of all, we'll do War of the Bounty Hunters, just in general. We can show, I think John's going to show the most recent issue from, this is Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 13. So it's like a tie-in, but basically this is where it all stemmed from. So if you haven't picked this up, all the Star Wars titles are very good. I'd say the two lackluster ones are Bounty Hunters until now. And then Dr. Aphra's kind of hit or miss sometimes, but all the other stories and everything leading up to this is awesome. And why is it awesome? There's only one reason. That's because of Boba Fett. basically, this is the story of how Fett, the trials and tribulations he had trying to get Han Solo, who was frozen in carbonite, to Jabba the Hutt. So, you know, basically, bunch of backstabbing, everything like that, and the Hutts put a bounty on him because he has yet to deliver. We don't know that, but he was delayed in his delivery and such. And so all the bounty hunters, Boss, Valence, Luke and Leia is trying to get him. Aphra's even in on it because they tied together the whole thing. Vader's obviously there wondering what's going on. So we get into it, and the reason why I really picked this out is because of where they potentially may go with this. We find out that one people who is able to steal, this is what causes the delay. Boba Fett goes and explains the job. There's been a little bit of delay, but I'm bringing Han to you. Well, the Hutts are worried because the Hutts also know who took Han from him. And here it's the Crimson Dawn, and the Crimson Dawn is led by none other than Darth Maul. Now, according to like lore and canon and everything, he's actually dead because he was killed by Obi-Wan at this time. But the person unmasks themselves, and it's Lady Kira from the Solo, Han's old lady in the Solo movie. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. And they made a couple subtle hints about, you know, we'll deal with her. The Hutts are talking, they'll deal with her, but you know who her boss is and this and that. So I'm thinking, my hopes and prayers are we get to see like a Boba Fett, Darth Maul standoff at some point if they bring him into canon, because he's too much of a moneymaker for Disney and Marvel to pass up one. Like, you can't let that man be dead right. for too long because he's just a fan favorite. So I'm hoping they kind of reintroduce him back into the comic universe, back into canon with this. That's my fingers crossed. That's my theory, my little speculation pick. So we'll see. But if you haven't read it, All the Times really good. Check it out. If you're a Star Wars fan, you gotta listen to the Boba Fett story. He's the John Wick of the Star Wars universe. So you gotta listen to, you gotta hear all that's going on with him. So,
does this big story take place post Solo? Or
it's way post Solo. Yeah, this is right after The Empire Strikes Back.
All right. So, well, then we would have known that Darth or that Maul would have been alive. We just didn't know he survived that long.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if Kira's still alive and they're all still alive, he's potentially, but in what was it, Rebels, he was killed or whatnot. And
but then they showed him he's with, not, like, the spider body.
Yeah. And then he was killed. Yeah. But like I said, he's dead. But I'm hoping, because they make a mention to him, so I'm hoping that they're going to bring him back, that he's not really dead. No one really stays dead. Even in comics, Star Wars, no one really stays dead. Fett didn't stay dead. Maul didn't stay dead the first time. So what makes you think, you know, he's going to stay dead forever? So we'll see. That's just my hope. I hope. So.
No, that's fair, man. That's fair. I dug it. All right. My next book is Cherry Blackbird from Joe Schmalke. Some of you may remember Schmalke from our Three Rivers 2019 show. He is kind of the co-publisher for the Black Caravan branch of Scout Comics. And this book actually had already come out in a smaller digest form. I actually have it like in a mini trade digest form. And I really dug it then. I still dug it now. It does come polybag because the
I was saying someone told me welcome back. So I just glanced down and said hello, Ron.
So it starts off for the reason for the polybag is it starts off with two people in bed and there's a giant close up of a dildo. It's a good time. It then basically just kind of goes into Cherry Blackbird, who is a punk rock kind of like, I want to say like supernatural Joan Jett, if that works for everybody.
Yeah.
Where she's kind of, you know, doing coke and, you know, playing loud music and made a deal with the devil that she'll live till she's 27. And then at 27, she's got to give up her soul. And so the devil basically says, hey, there's some people that escaped from hell and I need you to track them down. So she kind of turns into like a Cassie Hack style character with like Joan Jett mixed together. I really enjoyed the hell out of that book because obviously those are two things that I already like is Joan Jett and Cassie Hack. So if you dug it or if you check it out, let us know what you think. I enjoy pretty much everything Schmalke's done. He's done Electric Black as well. And he also had a hand in
Phantom Star Killer, all that
Phantom
stuff.
Phantom Star Killer. That was it. Yeah. Yeah. And then Count Draco and We Don't Kill Spiders also comes out soon. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check all of those out. So.
Wasn't too bad. It was interesting. I'll say the least.
It gets better.
Yeah. I like the Phantom Star Killer stuff. He's kind of hit and miss. I love Electric Black. This was interesting. Yeah. I'll read it again just cause it was weird. So
yeah. Yeah. I really thought it was good. So, all right. Which one do you want to do now?
We're going to do Justice League Last Ride.
Sure.
number two, which I got the better cover. You're going to show the Lane cover. I'm going to show the better, the cool B variant. But Justice League,
I thought this was cool anyway, because look how angry Wonder Woman looks.
I know. But when you so got Lobo angry. Getting chained up by Kilowog, John Stewart, and
yeah, that's Cruise, also pretty cool. Yeah,
that's it's just too cool. By Ian Huckley. But anyways, the reason why I do this book, it reminds me a lot of, like I said, keeping with my little bit of my theme, what I've been feeling like lately is kind of reminds me of an old Justice League story. It's a little bit more nitty gritty. It's not got any of the new stuff from the new world in it type deal. But this is kind of like an Elseworld story. Basically, there's a lot of tension between Clark and Bruce. You know, basically, we don't really know how it happened yet, but John Jones is killed and Clark blames Batman for it. So you got that kind of inner dynamic. And then they're fighting and whatnot. And then you got all at once the Green Lanterns appear. And apparently they've been, you know, decimated, wiped out a good bit. And you just have these three, Kilowog, John Stewart, and Cruz, for some reason, I can't remember Jessica. Jeez, my goodness. They got Lobo, and he's basically, they're his bodyguards. They're protecting him from, you know, being killed by, they need him for some reason thus far. So basically this whole story is leading up like it's an Elseworld story and they're leading him to Apocalypse. So maybe some Darkseid will come into it, but it seems like Darkseid's gone. He's not there. They basically Apocalypse is, it's decimated. There's just nothing there. And that's why they're going to hide him there. So it's odd, but you know, if you like Elseworld stories, things that don't, you know, fit in with the continuity, try it out. I've enjoyed it. I've recommended it to a lot of people, and I haven't had anybody say it was bad yet. They enjoyed it. So hopefully I did it enough justice there, but not too much information yet. We're just on the second issue. So can't wait to see what, you know, what's going on more.
I just love the fact that it's Chip Zdarsky. Like, you know,
he pretty much does no wrong in my eyes. He writes everything he writes. I usually really enjoy, and he's going to be, honestly is a good thing. He's going to be on Crossover now. He's taking over for Donny Cates' little project on Image. So I'm hoping that wasn't very good. So I'm hoping Zdarsky kind of picks it up. And I like Cates, but we'll see. But he's everything he does is doing good. So,
right. All right. My last book for the week is Web of Spider-Man. So this book, if I'm right, this book got delayed, right? Like 2 months or something. Beyond what it was supposed to be from the regular delayed stuff. So this book reminds me, did you read Amazing Spider-Man when he was working at Horizon Labs? And there was like the big bearded fat dude. And they made all the crazy shit. This reminds me of that, but it's a little more like, I feel this book is a little more like teen young adult oriented.
It definitely was. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It definitely felt more like teen young adult. I thought it was cool that like Moon Girl and Onome and Harley Keener are in it. So you have like basically like the smartest people on the planet are in this, this think tank of science. And I love that his spider bot knew who he was. Squirrel Girl's in it, so I'm already going to read the rest of it. I thought it was funny. I also thought it was funny that she kept making jokes about him looking at her teeth because she has the giant squirrel teeth.
Yeah.
And then looking at her butt because she has the tail stuffed in her pants. I was like, that's funny. But it was kind of cool. Like basically like hologram bad guys come to life and start blowing up the lab. And you see how all of them kind of work together to make this work. The spider suit reminds me a lot of like what they used in the Spider-Man Homecoming movie. The way the symbol looks, I thought it was like that. But I thought this book was a lot of fun. I really dug it. There wasn't a lot of bad to say about it. I just feel like it's a little, like I said, it's more for like young readers. So if you have that,
definitely is,
you know, that young reader that in your life, that like younger niece or nephew that is looking to get into comic books, this might be a good segue book for them to get into it, because it's not like a ton of background, and it's kind of get introduced to some of the best of the best of that age group's characters right now in the Marvel universe. I thought it was great the way it put together. So, and the art is really, really good.
Yeah, it
flowed with it very well. So
they did. They made Peter just, he was a very, they made him like years younger than what he should have been. That's the only thing that bothered me, but
yeah,
I mean, I read it. Will I read issue two? Probably not, but it's good for, you know, younger, you know, but I got it just for the first appearance of that, you know, that kid, the Tony Stark's kid from the movie. That's him. Harley or whatever his name is.
Harley. Yeah. Cause he talks about how he's Tony Stark's right hand man.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun. I also thought it was funny that the dude, the guy that he beats up at the beginning, like the guy that he captures is he's dressed like he has an Iron Man helmet on, like Peter did in Iron Man, was it 2, where he like, you know, almost blasts him, but he does, or he saves him from the drone.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So like I said, I thought it was fun. But it's definitely more young reader vibe, but I definitely thought it was a lot of fun. So check that out. All right.
Last but not least, you can show one. I'll show my Joker, my special Campbell, exclusive.
There you go.
Not the good one, because I couldn't find my, I bought the 1-2 where he's in the geisha house with Punchline and Joker's laying there in the gate. I don't know where it's at, somewhere in this mess. So, but anyway, that's the first one I could find real quick. But I have liked all these. This is my absolute favorite title right now. I don't know if you're reading it also, if you are. Again, feels like a good Batman story. Tynion's just, he's awesome. I mean, everything he pretty much writes anymore is a damn grand slam. So, I have enjoyed it. Basically, what the story is that someone comes to him. She's elusive. We don't know really who too much about her yet. Comes to James Gordon and wants him to kill the Joker. So Joker's on vacation after all this. And Joker's actually being framed for an attack on Arkham that happened at the end of Joker War, where he took out all the inmates in there, killed Bane.
Wow.
Actually, the Joker for once is innocent. He don't know what's going on, but he's happier than hell to have people trying to come and kill him. So it's pretty good. Like I said, we get a first appearance. Bane's obviously at the moment, he's dead. So we get a girl Bane, who I believe her name is Vengeance. I could be wrong, but she's in it, and she's made a pretty cool, you know, little stand in issue 4, you know, talking to James Gordon. But definitely it is a kind of, it almost feels like a little bit of a noir story. You know, it's very wordy, goes into, you know, all of Jim's like thoughts and feelings on, you know, the pros and cons of killing the Joker, not killing the Joker. So it is by far, like right now going on, it's one of my favorite stories. I know I'm biased towards DC anyways, but it is just, it's great. It's wonderfully written. Plus we get a little snippet of, at the end of every issue, we get like a little punchline story too. So keeping on going on with her, what's going on with her now. And she's in prison at the moment, beating the hell out of everybody in prison, which is pretty cool. So it's, you know, if you like Batman and you don't really want so much, if you like Batman universe, but don't want so much Batman, just want some Joker goodness, this is for you. So
that's awesome. Actually, the last couple of weeks, we've both been, Tim and I both have had a lot of good things to say about some of the new DC post future state stuff.
There is so much good stuff. It's gotten
a lot better than what was the end of Rebirth. So
the only one that I don't know if I talked to you about this, the only current DC book that I like, but I'm disappointed in, is Crime Syndicate. I want them to be more gritty, like old Crime Syndicate. It just feels like they got to tiptoe too much, you know, for things nowadays, for sensitive readers or whatnot, but they just aren't quite the gritty Crime Syndicate. But Teen Titans Academy is awesome. Suicide Squad, which they've been linking in, is awesome. Green Lantern's been, I know I talked to you a little bit about that. It has a feeling. It's got some, gives you the good Green Lantern feels. It's kind of, I'm hoping it makes a comeback, but
yeah.
Swamp Thing, all kinds of good stuff. So
Oh, I found this variant while I was bagging some stuff today that I wanted to show because this was a blind bag. It was the Hidden Planeswalker variant for Magic number 2. And it's the Garruk one. Look at that. Look that at cool. that. Yes.
I've still not seen the Lily. I've never seen anybody pull the Lily on it yet, which is
I have one.
Like Hold sad. On. It's so I cool looking. Somewhere. It's the only one I cared about. That story's actually been good though, surprisingly. Like it's actually it's been very good. Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised about it.
I would have to look for it, but I got one. So because I ended up I went up to Cranberry and I was like, all right, you have three of these here. I'm going to open them, and everyone I open until everyone I open, I will buy because I'm looking for a specific one. And I opened the first one, and it was her, and I was like, yes.
I opened up two.
I got and gave Akira. Up. I got Akira too, which was a good.
The Kaya, one. The Kaya is not bad though.
Yeah,
like yeah, that's a cool cover, but yeah, I got Vraska and Kaya, and I gave up.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I'm saying Kira because you were talking about Solo.
Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah, the Kaya one's really good. All right. Other than that, really the only super cool nerd news that I know of so far this week was is that Loki came out yesterday. And I watched it. I really felt that it gave it really reminded me of Phase 1 Marvel, where Loki was still kind of a douche and not just comic relief. I was actually glad there was less comedy in this than what I expected to come out of it. But that's pretty much my vibe on it. I'm definitely in because I want to see it, and I think it's going to tie into the Multiverse of Madness stories because they explain the multiverse. My biggest thing, and this is totally a spoiler, so if you haven't watched it yet, you want to shut it off right now. The posters for the Watchers. That was my favorite thing in the whole thing. I was like, this is badass. We're going to get the Watchers finally. All right. So what were your thoughts, Bo?
I did watch it. I don't know what made me actually watch it. I can't get into any of the shows, especially none of the shows, DC or Marvel, to be honest, but I like Loki. So that's a key. I did. I thought it was boring, though. I'm going to continue watching it. Because when I'm thinking of all these, like, the recent Disney Plus movies, like, people come in the store and they want to talk about Mandalorian. I haven't had anybody come in and want to talk about any other TV show since. Like, no one cared about Captain America. No one cared about Wanda and all that stuff. So I'm hoping, I don't know.
It's be Ohio see... people, because I get it all the time in the PA stores.
Nah, it's just, they aren't for, I don't know. I mean, maybe people are watching them and it just doesn't, it's not something they want to talk about. It's just, you know, they don't agree with the subject matter or whatnot. But I don't know. Loki was, it was good. I just like Tom Hiddleston. I think he's good. I'm hoping they just do a good story with him and we'll see where it goes for who the villain's going to be. Is it actually going to be Loki? You know, so what are they going to do with this?
That was going to be my question. So my thought right now is it's going to be Lady Loki is the bad guy.
That's one of the same person.
It is. But I'm just saying. Because we don't really see it. Because you see, like, just a shadowy figure. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
I don't know. When I think of, like I said, as long as the only reason why I'm really watching this show is because I want to make sure, I'm hoping they bring Kang into the universe somehow. They make some snippets and then make him go into like the new Ant-Man movie. It's the only reason why. So I'm hoping we'll see. Could it be that? Yeah, they've been pushing that. It's been speculated that it's going to be, you know, the female Loki's going to make an appearance, you know, however he does it. So, I don't know. I just would like some bad. I don't know. I just wanted some different bad guy. I don't know. I just don't want like a variant Loki, whatever they were saying. So
I didn't mind that idea. I thought it was kind of cool to kind of show his hero side a little more.
I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I liked this idea. So I'm definitely not against it. But we'll see how it goes. It's just going to be interesting to see how they pull it off. I really also love the super retro looking vibe, even though it's that's supposed cool. to be like
super, really super far tech-y. In advance. Yeah. Yeah. I think more importantly, what I like to see is maybe Loki didn't actually die. Like, he's not going to be dead now. You know, Thanos didn't kill him, that maybe, you know, he's still going to be, in future movie or something like that. He's still going to be alive. So that's potentially, I thought that was pretty cool. It's almost like a retcon in a way. So they set it all the way up back in Endgame. So,
yeah, I'm wondering if this is going to be like the, how we're going to get more Loki is like he goes and does this thing and then they go, okay, cool. You can be around longer now because of that.
I hope so. That's it's a character you don't want to lose. He's, you know, good character and whatnot. So,
or the variant Loki is the one that he throws there to die.
Possible. Oh. That'd be fine. That'd be fine. See that? It's like a twist like that.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. That would make it worth it. So he could, you know, live on type of deal.
Yeah.
So, I like Owen Wilson. I always like him. He's always just so, he's got this stupid, I don't know. For some reason, I like the guy. I don't know what it is. So, whatchamacallit, it was cool to see him. I like the retro look of it was cool, but I thought this first episode was a little bit boring. We'll see where it goes from there. I guess they had to introduce and kind of give the background, but I liked how they basically took him through his life. That was pretty neat. So,
yeah. I thought forcing him to watch all of those events was kind of interesting. So, all right. I'm just going to post in the chat that we don't really have a lot to talk about. So if anyone else wants to pitch a topic for us here, because we blazed through all this shit. Damn.
Not much been going on in the world for. Did you guys talk about the Eternals trailer? What'd you think of that?
A little bit. Hold on. I was actually just talking to Kyle about this before I left your store yesterday. So I thought it was cool. It definitely felt Stargate-y. But I mean, that's kind of the whole idea of the Eternals, is they kind of like, shepherd the world into like what it becomes. They just kind of guide it a little bit. So I think that's kind of the point of it going in. And there was something really cool where they showed them like giving like a dagger to one of the primitive humans. That's a like replica of an actual dagger that was used by primitive humans. And I was like, that's so crazy.
I think there's been a lot of naysayers about it, and I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to maybe kind of, I don't know. It's been delayed and this and that, but well, I think it might potentially blow people away. Delayed.
Yeah. Like,
it could just blow people away. Cause these are characters that unless you're an avid reader and stuff like that, most people have no idea who any of these characters are.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't name all of them to you, to be honest, let alone just, you know, from following, you know, reading the Neil Gaiman stuff and then reading the most recent stuff, which is awesome right now. The art and everything's good. Yeah. So I think I've reviewed one in the past. So, but
watching Sprite do karaoke was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was.
I have high hopes for it. I think it's going to be just obscure enough to be good. So.
Oh, okay. So two questions have come through. One is, are any of us reading Mighty Morphin right now?
Of course.
I am not, but you are.
Of course, always. I love Power Rangers more so than, I think I know who that is. It's the S and that. Charles, I believe that's you, whatchamacallit. Mighty Morphin, I just read the most recent issue. It needs to go a little bit somewhere for me. Power Rangers is awesome because what's his face? Lord Draken's in it. It's still good. It's been good. I reviewed this all the way back when we was just doing it over the podcast, what, a year and a half or 2 years ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Start all that. And it's still good. I enjoy it thoroughly.
It's awesome. The other one that came up was, did either of you watch Sweet Tooth? because he's excited to pick up the compendium tomorrow. I just finished it yesterday.
I have not. Fill me in. So, I am interested with it. I never read the comic. I own the first one. I haven't read it. I have never read it, though.
So I read the first maybe three issues as a comic, and I just could not deal with the art. Like, I'm not a big fan of Jeff Lemire's art.
He's a great writer, not a great artist.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I like his writing a lot.
Yeah.
The show, though, was very good. My wife even got into it, and she doesn't usually like nerdy things. And it flowed well. The story was good. The ending was a little weird. It kind of felt like they should have went like two or three more episodes to really finish out the arc. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was very well done. Like, it's gorgeous to look at. And
it's on Netflix, you know, correct?
Yeah. So if you guys don't know what Sweet Tooth is about, it's a virus basically starts killing a bunch of people in the world because they found some old organism in Alaska that's been frozen for millennia. And when they bring it into the world, it starts killing people, and the pinky starts shaking real fast when they have it. But then also these hybrid babies start coming out of it. So people start having babies that are animal human hybrid. So Sweet Tooth, whose real name is Gus, is a half deer, half human. And there's a half pig, half human that they call Pigtails. She's really cute. There's Bob the Gopher Kid. There's a bunch of them. Like, you see like a sanctuary for them at one point, and you see a bunch of different ones. But the difference is that Sweet Tooth is the only one, like, him and Pigtails are the only two that were ever taught to talk. And I'm pretty sure they added a couple small things in there to make the story work a little bit better. But overall, it was very, very good. Like, he was taken into the Yellowstone Park to basically not be in the world, so that, you know, because the world's kind of going nuts and everybody's dying from this virus. He was taken and raised in this cabin in the woods, and they were kind of living on the land. So it's very, very well done. It was actually way better than I thought it was, and it makes me want to read the book again, sort of, but I still don't think I'll get through the art, so I don't want to waste all the money on it.
No, blame you there.
But the compendium, the hardcover compendium just came out, last week, right?
This week.
Yeah,
this week.
It looked awesome. So definitely check it out. It's been very good. So yes, you should totally always read the book before you watch anything.
It's always better.
Always.
Always better.
Always good. Yeah. Except for Game of Thrones. It's probably going to be a lot better for you to just watch it, because it goes a little faster than the books.
It's an understatement.
Unless you want to grow a full beard per chapter while reading.
It's a little long. So
you'd be like, all what was it, who was the guy that fell asleep forever, the fairy tale guy? I want to say it's not Rumpelstiltskin. It's
gonna bother me now. Don't do that to me. He fell asleep in a tree.
Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle.
Don't get all Rip Van Winkle on it. So the return will be a separate trade, as it is still coming out in single issues. Which is technically Sweet Tooth Volume 2, because the first volume was like 40 issues long. So now, if they did Trillium, the other Jeff Lemire thing that came out around that time for Vertigo, I would 100% be on that.
Yeah,
that book was good stuff. Oh, I guess, like, you know, Bad Idea says they're shutting down. I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. Everybody who bought Bad Idea books, they're still putting stuff out through the end of the year, but we'll see. I'm curious. My speculation is that they're going to merge with somebody, but I could totally be wrong. They could just be doing something else.
Yeah, it's a hyping it up. That's all it is. I'll say it again.
Let's just change their name to Hype Comics.
Like I told you yesterday, it just needs to be a better idea. Let's have a better idea than what we started off with.
Mastersofmarketing.com.
It's just like I hope they don't lose that quality. Like they have something if they could get all the bugs kinked out. They got the best quality like cardstock, you know, making it affordable. Mm-hmm. The art's been awesome in every book thus far. The stories have been on point, no bullshit, you know, and it's, you know, we'll see where they go. Like I said, they're not done though. That's just a whole bunch of hype pandering online. We're quitting like everybody does now, and they're not really quitting. Just
right. Well, I mean, as everybody who's watched this knows, like I've read a bunch of their stuff and gave them great reviews because there's like
it is good. Everything's been good killer, thus far. Man. Yeah. I don't have a bad thing to say about any of their writing and stuff. Like, it's been all quality. So,
yeah.
And hopefully ENIAC comes out. Is there a date now for that? Is it next week, the week after?
You know what? Let me look.
I don't pay attention because I know it was delayed at least a couple weeks. It's been delayed.
Let me see if it's on anybody's invoices.
I don't remember. I don't think it was on mine. I know it wasn't on mine. I would remember that.
Nope. Not yet. So.
No ENIAC. We ain't going to get right. to finish out the find out if ENIAC's going to take over and palm the world or not. So.
I know, right? I'm waiting for it.
Pulling a Thanos. Awesome.
Right. Oh, well, if you guys have anything else you want us to talk about for the next 10, 15 minutes, just put it in the chat. Let us know. If not, we're just going to kind of randomly bullshit about dumb, fun things today. Cause you know, we don't get to have Bo on here a lot. So, if I still have not figured out why you did not get any grimaces in your, Funko Pops.
I don't know. I'm still disappointed about that. Ever since you said that, why I didn't, or I never had, like, I didn't even order them from Diamond, let alone not get them for the store. So I don't know.
I'm gonna see if I can find out how many you should have had so I can yell at Scott.
Probably me. I probably just said no or I wasn't paying attention and typing it in. So
that's also very possible.
It is. I go through that list very quick. So it's very difficult for me to remember what I ordered from Diamond and what I ordered from Funko. It's a very complex equation that's going on.
You were supposed to get three. So someone
I did order some.
Someone got your three, but you were supposed to have three. My guess is the box got marked wrong. So if you wanna next time you're looking in the hub, if you wanna see who has more than three, then that's who has them.
Hey, one thing I did want did you guys ever talk about Jupiter's Legacy? How it's you know, that everybody seemed to really enjoy that show. Now it's not.
I thought it was good.
Going on anymore. Yeah, I watched the first episode, thought it was really good, and thought that was the first episode. No more had come out. And then here, the whole damn season had already been released, and I had no idea. Like, I wasn't paying attention. Yep. So I got to go through and watch. But everybody said they really liked that.
I did.
And now it's canceled. That's a shame.
Did it? So, did it get canceled?
Yeah. Oh, it's done. They're done with it. Oh. Yeah, done.
That sucks. Because it was very good.
Because people asked me about it, and I said it's a not as good version of The Boys in a weird way. It's just a tier step down from The Boys. I still like The Boys. I don't like Garth Ennis, but I like The Boys. So whatchamacallit, I was just disappointed that they canceled because that's what I planned on doing after I got off here is finish up Avengers Endgame, which I'm watching for the second time ever. Currently, so, and then I was going to start watching some Jupiters on my day off, so finish it up. Cool. So,
yeah, Jupiter's Legacy was very, very good in my opinion. I don't see The Boys parallel, but
really, no, it's always bad. They were always they weren't your perfect people. I know that The Boys has you know, superheroes have gone bad. They're not perfect.
Yeah,
like that I mean, kind but of that's parallel.
But,
yeah.
But they're kind of gone bad, and the kind of gone bad you see in Jupiter's Legacy is totally different.
Yeah.
Like, this is more
their kids are messed up. They're always on drugs and snack. You know, it's kind of what Jupiter's Legacy always was with me. And the new if anybody's caught up with that or current with that, it's coming out next week. Volume? Comes out next week.
Three before that.
There's Jupiter's Legacy, Jupiter's Circle, Jupiter's Circle 2 or something like that. I think it's 4.
Okay.
There's something in there.
Or Jupiter's Legacy 2, maybe.
Something. I don't know what it is. But
It was very good, though. Like, I really enjoyed the main superhero guy, the dude with the big blonde or big beard.
Samson?
I really liked him. And the guy who ends up being Sky Fox I love that actor because he was on Timeless and that show was awesome. So, but yeah, that was pretty much it. Yes, we also enjoyed the Boys show, and you do need to read those because
definitely read the books before. the books are awesome. That is 150 issues of nonstop just greatness. It really is. I always give Garth Ennis a hard time, especially with his most recent stuff. He's fallen off the planet Earth with me on a lot of stuff, but it was classic. It's one of the best comics ever written. Hilarious.
Oh yeah. I enjoyed it. I think my first foray into them, I actually had picked up Herogasm first and read that and was like, what the hell?
That's a hell of a starting point.
Right. So I think I was two issues in and I went back and started buying the trades and reading them. That was crazy.
It was good.
Cause I remember when that came out while I was still working upstairs at C3. Cause I remember the same day the same week I bought Herogasm, I think we had just gotten Mobi for the first time, the old POS system we used for the very first time ever. And then we had to scan all the stuff in and it took forever. It was a fun time. So Marjorie Finnegan is excellent. I enjoyed that book as well.
You lost me. I can go get mine out of the trash can for you if you'd like me to. I ripped mine in half.
Sure did.
He started into his political crap, and it immediately gets a Bose rip of approval. So, henceforth, my disdain for Garth Ennis. So,
well, I mean, it's a giant World War II buff. So, I mean, do you do that when you read like Screaming Eagles? Because that's literally a political book.
Yeah, that's different. That's old times. We was all dead.
Historical.
We was all dead then.
Oh, okay.
So, it was
cool.
That doesn't get my rip of approval. So, so
all good. Oh man, but yeah, I don't really think there was much other stuff this week. Let me see here real quick. I'm just going to poke at Newsarama real quick and see if there was anything else. Teen Titans Special reunites. It's classic Teen Titans. No one cares.
I know they cast She-Hulk. They cast Titana from She-Hulk. I'm looking forward to that. I think that could be pretty freaking cool. We heard more about Black Panther, but Neymar going to be, looks like it's pretty much a lock to be in Black Panther 2, so that'll be dope.
Yep.
As all heck.
Yep.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, nothing super crazy. I really think it was cool. I caught a there was like an ad for the new X-Men #1 in Web of Spider-Man with the new creative team.
Is Jerry Duggan doing that?
Yeah, Jerry Duggan.
Yeah.
I think it's Duggan.
I think you're right. I think it is Duggan.
But
I know it's Duggan.
I saw it somewhere in here, and I was like, holy crap, this looks like a great team.
They announced
Jerry Duggan
team
and Pepe Larraz.
Pepe's a good artist. Pepe. But they announced it. They announced the new lineup, and I hope they keep with what Hickman was doing, though. I like this dark look at the X-Men. I'm hoping they don't. I don't know. I want some closure with that before they move on and completely reboot X-Men and everything like that. Like, I'm kind of nervous to see what they're going to do. But they did, during this gala storyline they're doing, they announced who the new team was going to be and everything like that. So,
right.
I just hope they get some closure, find out what X-Men, you know, what Professor X and Magneto, there's a new Magneto mini coming out where it seems like he's going to be put on trial for something. So it should be kind of interesting. So,
right. Well, no one has put anything else into the chat. So I'll give him one more chance. Last chance for whatever you guys want to talk about. Oh, cool. So I just got an update that Tim Cope is usually on here with me. The reason why he couldn't be on here tonight is he was having surgery. He has just gotten out of surgery and everything looks good. So
it's good to hear.
Good to hear. Definitely good to hear. Mm-hmm. So get well soon, buddy. Little buddy. So Ron wants to know what your favorite book is right now, Bo.
If it isn't Joker. I think it's got to be Joker, but it would be Green Lantern if we go someplace. I've always been a humongous Green Lantern fan, so if it goes back in there, you know, if we get some good feels back and they go someplace with this, which it looks like they will, it could be Green Lantern again. So, but right now it's Joker. So,
cool. Yes, the sale on the 25th is at all stores. So all the dollar books in all stores will be 35 cents and 25% off everything. Except the only exclusion where the dollar books are not 35 cents is at the warehouse sale, which is the same weekend. So Dragon Ranger says Killadelphia is his.
Cool. That's when I read the first couple trades on that. It's not too bad.
Yeah. I thought the first couple issues were pretty good, but I read too much crap. Like this.
They were coming out with vampire stuff like tremendously during that time.
Oh, yeah.
Like everything was vampire, vampire, vampire. Kind of got lost in the shuffle for me.
This is my unread pile that I get to do during vacation, yeah. Just so you know.
Got nothing. I got one more book in there. I got to read that, The Bounty Hunters 13. That's all I have to read. And then I'm done for the week. And then I'm going back to reading Doom War. So
nice.
That's what I've been reading. Is all I love the Doom
that
book. War
that was great.
It's got horrible covers in the world if you know who did the covers. But the story's awesome.
Who John did the Romita covers?
Romita Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, they're bad.
Oh, yeah. They were real bad.
And then you open up the book and the artwork's just beautiful.
Yes, it's crazy. So I really like that because that spawned out of the Black Panther Deadliest of the Species, right? Like when Shuri took over.
She's taken over. T'Challa's there, but yeah. That's
but he's like super injured and all of his warrior ladies are just protecting him. It's
all this Black Panther 2 info's coming out. You know, you got all this stuff. What are they gonna do since, you know, Chadwick's passed away? So wonder what direction. That's more importantly than anything than even Namor. What direction they're gonna go in is, are they gonna give it to Shuri, which would be, I hope they just do that. I liked her.
I hope they go that route, in my opinion. But the possibility with if all this stuff is supposed to be multiversal and different timelines, they could go with Kill Panther, as he was known in the books.
That'd be fun with that also.
Brief time. I would, but I wouldn't. I really think Shuri really needs to.
She deserves
go
it.
Go for it.
She's a good actress. Not just. I'm just talking about the girl, not so much.
Oh
the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just, yeah. I think I also think they developed that character very well.
So. Both of those, if it was Killmonger or her, I'd be fine with either or, to be honest. So
I'm rooting for Shuri though. I think that would be the
yeah.
Way so I want it. That's the way I that's want more, it to go because I didn't like, get I didn't get Bucky Cap. So if I can get Shuri Panther, I'll be okay.
it's more along with the comics too. I mean, you can make it that way. Yeah, I like that.
Ron hates John Romita Jr. as well. Me too. right. Well, like I was telling Tim one time, like there are certain times where he gets the right colorist and it doesn't suck. Like when he was on Spider-Man and when he was on Superman, those didn't suck. But the rest of it, pretty much bad. Yeah. So, and then Dragon Ranger wants to know, are you guys excited for the Spawn universe? I am. Do you read Spawn? I'm not a big Spawn guy, but I'm excited to see how cool it can be to expand it. Like, you know.
I think it's going to be cool. I really do. I'm excited for it. I've read Spawn for forever now. So, be interesting to get maybe some little bit more info and, you know, get the universe built up there. It's been just a little bit of time coming. So, you know, hopefully they do.
Right. Ron says no, John Romita Jr. is always awful. Yes. Okay. I will concede to the
yeah, he's always awful.
I will not be a minority. I will just conform. I'm sorry, guys.
It's so terrible.
All right, anything else for those last couple minutes, guys? Come on, we got a few more.
Yeah, I want to know how they let him in the art world. Man, that's
he was legacy.
That's legacy, dude. Yeah, that is the privilege. That's right. Common privilege. Damn, he got in on that. Oh,
right.
His dad didn't teach him shit.
Wow.
And it's I'm not saying anything false.
That's true. You're not. So, Ron said Spawn is awesome. Even the bad TV show is cool. Yes.
Yeah.
I actually was having I had a conversation with somebody the other day about how if they just took the movie and just updated the CGI, literally just update the CGI to just make like hell not be just like cut and paste the same dude everywhere. And make the cape look a little more like how it does now, like how CGI works now in like the bigger two movies.
Doctor Strange type deal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like I really think that would be excellent, an excellent version of that. I think that would be a cool thing that McFarlane could easily do.
John Leguizamo would have to be the clown
still, well, yeah,
to this day.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect. Perfect.
I know, right? do you guys know if Snow Angel Digital Comic will go to print after?
I do not.
I don't.
I do not know.
So, I mean, we can always hope. A lot of digital stuff is now going to print in general.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
They just did. Yeah, they just announced something popular was going digital here. Damn. I don't remember what it was. I saw it the other day, something super popular. So,
oh, yeah.
You'd know it too, but I can't. I'm sitting here on the spot, I can't never remember shit.
So. I've been so slammed with other things trying to prep for my vacation that it is pretty, like, I'm like kind of burnt right now. I'm just like, no, need some days off. So, but nah, it'll be fine. All right. Well, I don't think anybody else has any other questions. Thanks everybody for watching tonight and listening and hanging out. And thanks to Bo for coming back and hanging
out. Yeah, I just see, I was looking at the chat. He said, Hope Sen. That's what it was. Deceased.
So, oh, there it is. There
I saw
it is.
Pop up. And I was like, yeah, yes, yeah. That's what it was. I saw. So.
Right. That was weird. It popped up on your chat faster than it did mine.
So. That's happening. Glance down. That's what I was thinking of.
It's all good. But thanks everybody again for coming out. Thanks again for Bo for coming back and hanging out. You know you're always welcome, sir.
Nah, I am.
So, and it's always good to just have more. Always good to have more opinions from friends because, you know, if everybody had the same opinion, the world would be really boring. So that's the way I always looked at it, at least. But thanks again, everybody, and we will talk to you guys next week on the Toddcast. Have a good one.
There you go.